I'm still Jack Bickle, and I'm the stage manager now for the 1986 Lo Jinx, The Porter Plot, written by Chuck Denton and Jack Rogers. The conductor and director, Dick Barrett, has a dynamite idea for closing to the show. Finale that's never been seen before in all of Bohemia. Something to inspire wonder and awe. Here's the scene. You've got a stage full of townspeople, and you've got a band over here. Back here is a statue of Edgar Porter, and at the unveiling, the crowd is going to cheer, and the band is going to play, and from backstage, we're going to let loose a whole flock of pigeons. The pigeons will circle into the night sky with following spotlights, and we'll have the wonder and awe effect. Well, word gets out that the Grove is looking for pigeons. Bohemians want a lot of pigeons. And the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals actually investigated. They wanted to know if the Bohemians were going to shoot them or eat them or, well, what? This got straightened out, and the grovekeeper, Jerry Dahl, knew a farmer who had a lot of extra pigeons, and so for $5 a pop, we bought a huge chicken wire cage full of pigeons. Pigeons were brought over, and everybody was very happy about the pigeons. They were really lively. Anybody got near the cage, they jumped around. These pigeons were flyers. And on top of that, the two guys who were in charge of the pigeons really knew a lot about launching things. One was a captain in nuclear submarines at Denver McCune, who was really knew about launching, and another one was Alex Davis, who was a rodeo cowboy and knew about getting things out of the gate. This was a can't-miss deal. On the night of the rehearsal, great. Show roared along, came to the crashing end. The crowd roared, the band played as the statue was unveiled, and the spots went up. But of course, we only had one set of pigeons, so we didn't open the gate. We had to save them for the next night. But it looked good. So come the show, great show, roared along toward this unbelievable finale. We knew wonder and awe was a cinch, and sure enough, the statue was unveiled, the crowd roared, the band played, and backstage, they opened the lid of the chicken coop and looked out and looked up, and there were no pigeons. The pigeons were all asleep in the bottom of the cage, clutching the chicken wire with their little claws for dear life. Outside, the wonder and awe was beginning to happen. The stage people were wondering, where the hell are the pigeons? And the crowd was wondering, what the hell are we supposed to do? Backstage, in desperation, we picked up the chicken wire cage and went, whoa, like this, and the pigeons all go, whoa, but they're not. They're awake now, but they're not going anywhere. And so, in desperation, we grabbed the pigeons and ripped them off the chicken wire and launched them over the. Backstage, it was where the awe was taking place. It was pretty awful. These are guys covered with chicken scratches and pigeon crap everywhere. And the pigeons didn't fly. They grabbed onto the trees to the set. Some of them came down on stage, and some backstage pigeons just walked. Next day, somebody walked up to Barrett on the river road and said, Barrett, don't you know about pigeons? Barrett said, what about pigeons? He said, pigeons never, ever fly at night. No business like show business.